Azar zeichen nesh bachet shag mam yehudim sechas antin daf kuf hey zokmar rav dash the pasuk to mean that the chayy told the yidden do tshuva your father who sinned ended up dead. The yidden said the neviim who did not sin are also dead. The chayy told them your fathers who sinned did tshuva before they died, so you should do tshuva and not even have to get punished. Shmuel dash the pasuk to mean that 10 people came and sat down in front of Yecheskel and he told them to do tshuva. They said to him, if a master sold a slave or a husband divorced his wife, is there a relationship anymore? Hashem has abandoned us, so we don't have to do tshuva. Hashem told the navi to tell them you have no divorce document and have not been sold. Rather, it's your averus that caused you to be temporarily abandoned. The Gemara says this is in line with Reish Lakish, who said that in the pasuk Hashem refers to Nebuchadnezzar as my servant. The reason he did so is so that when the Eden said they're no longer the servants of Hashem, but are rather the servants of Nebuchadnezzar, Hashem can say Nebuchadnezzar is my servant. Therefore, by extension, anything he owns is mine, and you Eden are therefore my servants. Rabbi Bar Chana dashed in the pasuk to teach that Yeshaya told the Eden to do tshuva. The Eden answered, "We have the Yetzirah that has power over us." Yeshaya told him, "Overcome your Yetzirah and do tshuva." The Eden said, "Let Hashem, who has created the Yetzirah, come and make sure that it does not make us do averus anymore." Mishan entered Abba had Yoitis, or who? Bilam v'doyig v'achitoyfel v'geichazi. Zmar says Bilam was called Bilam because he was biloy am. He was a man without people. Another understanding is that he was Bilaam, he confused the Yidden. Ben Be'or, his father was called Be'or because he was Mazana with an animal. A Brisa says Be'or was Kushan Rishosayim, who was actually Lavan Ha'arami. He was called Be'or because he was Mazana with an animal. He was called Kushan Rishosayim because he did two bad things to the Yidden, one in the days of Yaakov and once in the days of the Shoiftim, and his real name was Lavan. In one place, the Pasuk says that Bilam was the son of Be'or. In another place, it says that it seems to see that he was the father of Be'or. Rabbi Yochanan said Be'or was his father, who was like a son to him, meaning inferior to him in prophecy. By saying that Bilam has no shir in Adam Abba, the Mishnah suggests that other Goyim do get a shir in Adam Abba. This follows the view of Rabbi Yeshua in the Braisa, where he says that only Goyim who forget Hashem, so to say, will be forever banished to Gehenna. But other goyim will come to Olam Haba. But the Ezra argues and says, no goyim will receive a portion of Olam Haba. Mara says, even Bilam himself said that if he dies a natural death, this would show that his end will be like that of the Yidden. He will go to Olam Haba. But if he dies an unnatural death, it means that he will join the Rishayim in Gehenna forever. Pasuk says, Vayelchu Ziknei Moav Ziknei Midyan. Tana says, Midyan and Moav never had peace, but to fight the Yidden, they joined forces. Pasuk says, Vayeshu Sari Moav in Bilam. What happened to Sari Midyan? So the Mara says, once Bilam told him to stay overnight and he'll see if Hashem allows him to go, the Sari Midyan said, there's no father who hates his own son, so Hashem will never allow this to happen. Rav Nachman said, we see that chutzpah accomplishes even when it's used against Hashem. After being told not to go, Bilam asked permission again, and then Hashem eventually told him he can go. Rabbi Yochanan said, based on Psukim, Bilam was lame in one of his feet. Shimshon was lame in both of his feet. Bilam was blind in one eye and would do kishuf with his aver. Mazutra said, Bilam would do kishuf with his aver. Mar, the son of Ravina, said, Bilam was mizana with his donkey. Pasuk says, V'yodeya das elyon. Bilam could not even master what was on the mind of his donkey. How could he say that he knew what Hashem was thinking, so to say? Rather, he knew how to figure out the exact moment that Hashem becomes angry. And he knew that if he would curse the Eden at that moment, the curse would be effective. However, Hashem held back from getting angry all those days. So that Bilam was trying to curse the Eden, and that's what saved the Eden from total destruction. The daily anger lasts for only a moment, a rega, and occurs during the first 3 hours of the day when the crown of the rooster becomes totally white without any red streaks. Shimon Levi kept the rooster tied to his bed to try to determine this exact moment of anger so that he can curse a certain min that had been bothering him. He fell asleep at that moment and said, obviously this is a sign from Shemayim, it's not proper for me to cause the punishment of another person. It was taught in the name of a mayor, when the sun shines in the morning and the kings put on their crowns and bow down to the sun, that's the moment in which Hashem becomes angry. It was taught in the name of Shimon Lazar, extreme love makes people act in unnatural ways, as we see from Avram, who out of love for Hashem rushed to the Akedah, even though a normal person would try to delay doing so. We see that extreme hate causes people to act in an unnatural way, as we see from Bilam, who rushed to go curse the Eden. Rabbi Yehuda Nehemiah Rav said, a person should learn Torah even if it's not lishma, because eventually it will lead to learning lishma. For as a reward for Balak having brought 42 kavanos to Hashem when Bilam was trying to curse the Yidden, he was zeichet to have Rus descend from him. Zochmar Ravite, the Rav said to Rabbi Bamari, the pasuk says that the people told David upon the anointing of Shlomo to be the successor to his throne that Shlomo should become greater than David. It seems improper to say that to David. Rabbi Bamari said we have to understand the pasuk to mean they told David that Shlomo should have some of his reputation and greatness, not that it should exceed it. This is a similar way in which we have to explain the brach of Devorah to Yoel, where she said that Yoel should be blessed more than the woman of the tent, referring to Sarah Rivka Rachel Leah. Can it be that she would say that Yoel should be more blessed than them? Rather, it must be understood that she told Yoel that Yoel should be blessed in a small way, like the Imois were blessed. This argues with Rabbi Yosef Bar Chani, who says that a person is jealous of everyone except for his own son and his own Talmud. Therefore, there would be nothing wrong with the people telling David that Shlomo should be greater than David was. Pasuk says, "Va'yosem Dover b'fi Bilam." Rav Elazar said that Hashem put a malach in charge of Bilam's mouth to only allow him to say what Hashem wanted him to say. Rav Yonasan said Hashem put a hook in Bilam's mouth and closed it anytime he wanted to curse the Yidden. Rav Yechon said the brachas that Hashem made Bilam give were the opposite of what Bilam wanted to say. Therefore, from the brachas that he gave, we can learn what Bilam really wanted to say. He wanted to say that the Yidden should have no shuls of Batei Medrash. Instead, he said, "Matoiv Alech Yaakov." He wanted to say Shechina should not rest on the Yidden. Instead, he said, "Umishkin Sechi Yisrael." He wanted to say that their kingdom should not last. Instead, he said, "Kin Cholam Nitayu." He wanted to say that they should not have olive trees or vineyards. Instead, he said, "Ki Ganis Aleya Nahar." He wanted to say that they should not have a good smell or mean a good reputation for the mitzvahs that they do. Instead, he said, "Kaholim noto Hashem." He wanted to say that their king should not have a tall and powerful look. Instead, he said, "Kairozim ale moyim." He wanted to say that they should not have a long-lasting line of kings. Instead, he said, "Yizal mayim midolyav." He wanted to say that the king should not have the power over the goyim. Instead, he said, "Vizori b'mayim rabim." He wanted to say that the kingdoms should not be strong. Instead, he said, "V'yaroy mi'agag malkoi." He wanted to say that their kingdom should not be feared. Instead, he said, "V'sinosei malchusoi." Rabbi Bar Kahana said all of Bilam's brachas eventually became curses for the Yidden, except for the curse to eradicate shuls and batei medrash. So, Rabbi Shmuel Nachmanin named Rabbi Yonasan said the pasuk says the wounds given by a friend are more trustworthy than the kisses of an enemy. This means that the curse of a tzaddik chiyah shiloni is better than the bracha of the rasha Bilam. Chiyah shiloni curses with the pasuk that says that Hashem will hit us. They hit the Yidden like a reed that sways in the water. Now, a reed is in a place that has everything it needs to grow. It has water. It regrows when it's cut. It has many roots and withstands all the fierce winds by swaying and then stands upright when the winds are gone. The Yidden will have all these qualities as well. Bilam, on the other hand, he gave us a bracha by comparing us to a cedar tree, which does not stand in the water, which does not regrow, does not have many roots, which does not sway in the wind, but gets uprooted and toppled by a fierce wind. He was hoping that the Yidden would have these qualities as well. In addition, the reed is special in that it's used to write Tanakh, it's used to write the Sifrei Stam.